Pokedex number 13. Weedle. The Birth of the Bug Brigade Champion by Millie the Kitty 27. Read by Wilfriede 0815. Summary. One day he will be champion of the Bug Brigade of Viridian Forest, but first he has to catch his first Pokemon, and that might take a helping hand. The sunlight lit the forest like it was his final destination. But now he was having regrets. Brian had been going to enter Viridian Forest and become a champion of bug types, become the biggest and baddest member of the bug brigade of the forest. But now the trees loomed in front of him, the light along the dirt path blotted out except for where it illuminated patches of grass that went up past his hip. Armed with only his net, Brian swallowed hard. He could just go home, like always. But then he'd have to admit to Doug and the others that he'd given up. Again. He'd said he was going to catch a bug. And he would. Yep, any minute now. He'd show this forest who was boss. Soon as his knees stopped knocking. Are you okay? Brian screamed and jumped back, falling hard onto his butt. The speaker, a boy only a little older than him, also screamed and jumped back. He wore a red tank top, blue cargo shorts, and a straw hat with a red ribbon, armed with only a bug-catching net like Brian's.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you.
No, it's okay. I'm just going to catch a bug. I was, you know, super focused, and...
The boy folded his arms. Are you scared?
No, I'm not.
It's okay to be scared, you know. I was too when I started out. My name's Scott. What's yours?
I'm Brian.
There was a bit of a pause, only broken by the wind rattling the leaves on the trees.
Are you here to catch bugs too?
Oh no, I'm out here training with strings.
Strings?
Let me introduce you.
Scott tossed a Pokeball out. After a flash, sitting on the ground in front of them was a small brown Pokemon. Its body was 8 round balls, and each of the bottom 7 balls had 2 little red dots, almost like little feet. The top and bottom balls had little white spikes like horns. Finally, it had what Brian's Nana would have called a sweet little face, with a pink nose and 2 black eyes.
That's a Weedle, right?
Yep.
Scott held his arm down so the Weedle could crawl up and onto his arm. When he rose, he looked like a proud pirate bearing a chatot, if they wore cargo shorts.
String's my buddy. I've had him since last spring.
Brian peered at him.
He's not evolved, though.
Of course not. He's happy being a Weeded. I'm happy he's a wrestle. Why would I evolve him if he didn't want to be a Beedrill?
Scott tickled under String's chin, and the Pokemon started to spit bits of web.
Here, you can touch him. He's real friendly. Mind his horns, they're sharp, but he likes chin scratches.
Brian hesitated, then obliged. The Weedle squeaked, then spewed more web onto Brian's hand. Brian pulled back.
Sorry, he's real messy when he's happy. It's okay.
Brian tentatively started to scratch again. There was a long pause, then Scott said,
So, feeling up to the woods yet? Me and Strings will protect you.
Won't he get eaten by a Pidgey?
Nope. We've been training for ages, so he's tough. Bugs are real resilient, you see?
Strings hopped up and down on his arm.
He doesn't need to be a Beedrill to be strong, so it'll be String and Scott against the world.
His beaming smile was infectious. Brian couldn't help himself.
That's more like it. Let's go get you a bug.
Yeah!
Brian pumped his fist in the air. String spewed more web as the three of them went sprinting off into the forest, running from sunlight patch to sunlight patch. As Strings consumed the leaf with all due haste, Scott observed a Weedle carefully balanced on Brian's head.
I think Buzz is a good name.
Isn't it?
Brian said with delight, still panting with exertion. His net had a hole in it, but the new Pokeball on his hip was evidence of his success.
It's perfect. She's perfect.
He wanted very much to scratch his new Pokemon on the head, but the many Pokemarks that were still welling with blood were evidence to why that was a bad idea. So he settled for offering Buzz her own leave.
And you still want to train with us tomorrow?
Yeah! You kicked that Pikachu's butt! We gotta learn from the best! Cool.
Scott grinned. They set off down the forest path, both weedles bopping away on their heads, and they reached the exit of the forest. They could see Pewter City in the distance.
I'll meet you outside of the... Oh!
Both weedles let out shrill cries as the boys were forced to duck as a Pidgeotto came diving in.
Strings! Use poison sting!
String leapt into action at Scott's command, horn glowing purple as it lunged towards the bird.
Buzz, use string shot.
Buzz did not respond to Brian's faltering instruction, and the Pidgeotto dodged String's attacks. Brian kept trying, encouraging both moves Heats and Buzz use, until tears welled up in his eyes.
Come on, Buzz, we gotta help Strings!
Finally, after a few rounds of lounging, Buzz seemed spurred to action.
Buzz, use poison sting!
His little weedle let out a cry of its own, and now it lunged too with a glowing purple horn. The webbing from its mouth dripped purple as it landed a solid hit on the Pidgeotto's back, and the Pidgeotto turned and fled in the face of not one but two weedles under the command of a trainer.
You did it!
Brian cried, jumping up and down.
Good job, Buzz!
He went to pet her head, but she squealed in alarm and stabbed him in the hand.
Let's go to the poker center, Scott said slowly. Before you get too poisoned, it's not fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
The end.